the Rambam Perek Chav Halacha Dalet. Ve'ein me'edim zayim in shkoga lefi she'ein ba ma'ase. Lefi chach ein tzvichim asro kemoi shebiyarno. So Rambam writes, Edim Zaymimin, there's no din of shkoga. Meaning what? That irrespective of whether they've been mazed or b'shoigeg, they will get punished like Edim Zaymimin. Ein le'edim Zaymimin shkoga. Or, you could say, it's not possible for them to be b'shoigeg. Ein le'edim Zaymimin shkoga. Why do Edim Zaymimin have shkoga? Lefi she'in b'masa. Because there's no mass of Edim Zaymimin. Lefichach ein tzvichim asro. And since there's no shkoga, so therefore they don't require asro. K'moyshe b'yarno. Right, so which part, when it says this line of the Rambam, which part of this line is easy to understand? The Rambam has three equations, right? Three logical steps. No maisa, therefore no din of shkoga, and therefore no requirement of hasra. Alright? Which is the easier step to understand? Go ahead, Josh.
No maisa.
Go ahead. No maisa, then what? So Josh is saying that the first step, that, and that's the way the rabbi understands, a lav shein b'masa. And a lav shein b'masa doesn't get oinshin, doesn't get malchus. Now how does that fit into this Rambam though? Lav shein b'masa lav shein b'masa does not get malchus, because it's not like the lav de chasima, because of posuk asosa b'shkoga. All right. So Josh said, since it's a lav sheyesh bo dibur, and the Gemara says that we only give malchus for dibur in the case of megadev and mekalo, but stam dibur is not enough of a mas and not enough of an action. Right. So therefore, it doesn't get malchus. What does it do with this Rambam, though? Ein le'edim zayim shkogos. That we understand. It's dibur. Good. Ein le'edim zayim l'fi she'ein b'masa. Now, the fact that it's a lav she'ein b'masa, why would that indicate that there's no shkoga? One can do a lav she'ein b'masa with or without b'shege b'mezen. A lav shel dibur. Person says lashon hara, right? To lav shein b'masa, no malchus, because it's not mekal meganif, right? A person can say lashon hara b'mezin, right? He learned all chametz chaim, he knows exactly how to say it. Shalom tales, so he knows all the halachas, and he can say mamish kalocha. Or a person can be clueless; he doesn't know that there's an Isser of Lashon Hara. He doesn't know that this is called Lashon Hara. He thinks, he learned when he was a kid, that if it's true, it's not Lashon Hara. Right? He didn't get to the next grade. But he never heard 10 times not correct. But so he's still holding that he thinks if it's true, so it's B'shoigeg. All right? So the fact that there's no Masa, why does it mean there's no Shkoga? Right? That's hard to understand. No, what else? What other part of the equation? The fact that there's no shgoga, therefore there's no asra. Understood or not understood?
Yeah.
No, why?
If the whole point of asra is to be mavkin and show you amazing.
Good. Rambam writes in two places that the purpose of hasra. The Rambam writes Hilchos Sanhedrin. Think Perek Chof, right? Or no, Perek Yud Beis. The Rambam writes that even a chaver needs asra in order to get oinshin. A chaver knows the din, because asra is not to make you aware of the din. The asra is lavchin bein shoyig lemezin. Asra is to make sure that right now the person has the aveira in mind. It's a maisa b'hazada. So the Rambam, so now we understand. The Rambam says, "Ein le'edim zayman shkaga." Whatever it means shkaga doesn't have an impact in Ezayim. It means that edim zayman will be chayiv, whether you'll look at it and say that was done by Mezid, or whether you look at it and say that was done by Shkaga, it'll be chayiv anyways. So since they're going to be chayiv anyways, no, so they don't require ein tzrichim asra. Good? So we understand part of the Rambam. We don't understand the Rambam that says that it's a lav she'ein b'masa, therefore there's no shkaga. But we understand the beginning and the end of the Rambam. Good? Ravid says, hey, ladies of shkaga, omar v'om, ze'atam lo yadati mahu. V'im b'pnei she'omar ha'kosav toira achas yeh lachem lo oise b'shkaga. Im kein, b'gadeh l'das ha'chomim lo yeh tzarech asra. Says the Ravid, I don't understand it, but if you accept this Rambam, you'll be in trouble. Why? Because there is halacha that one could relate the din of requiring mezid. Sorry, there could be a din that Malkus require a Maisa because the Torah says Torah achas yelachem le'oseh b'shkog. It has to be a Maisa. If it's a Maisa b'shogeg, someone will be potter. But if it's a Maisa shle b'shogeg, then it'll be chayiv. So the Ravid says, if that's the case, and if the case is the way Josh said, that Adam Zoymim is a lav she'ein b'masa because it's dibur, so Megadef is also a lav she'ein b'masa, and it's true that there's a special din that Megadef gets Malkus, but there's no special din that Megadef does not require Asra. So the Ravid says, if that's the case, there should be some place, somebody should have said, may God is not require Asra. Now, you saw from the Mar Makomos, there is someone who says it. After the Ravid, the Kesef Mishnah says. Kesef Mishnah says, it sounds like, from the Rambam and Hilchas Eidos, that may God, they shouldn't get Asra. In other words, the Kesef Mishnah said that the Ravid's Sa'ara is correct, Lalocha, according to Rambam. Rambam does not address the issue. But the Ravid is saying, L'chayra, somebody, some place, there should be somebody who said, Megadev doesn't require Asra. Kesef Mishnah even discussed, how do you get Asra from Megadev? By the time the person's Megadev, it's too late. There's no Torah Kedigiv L'gavi Megadev. Can't be Choyzer. That's part of the idea of Lav Shem Maisa. So, the Kesef Mishnah, well, could be that a guy is saying, Hinni Muchurim Zuman. And if a guy is saying, oh, you know this person, you know that when he gets very, very, very upset, you see his temperature rising, say, oh, that's when he's got it. So right before he does his giduf, you could do the asra. So the Kesef Mishnah says, I can imagine a possible scenario of asra. That sounds very strange. Megadif is usually we assume Megadif is a spontaneous thing. How do you just get a Megadif? So Kesef Mishnah says it's very shaykh that there is no such thing. Like Rava says, in our sugya, can't make it, can't do it. Before, you're not going to know about it. After, it's too late. All right? B'shas Maisa, too late. So he says, no, could be, you know it's going to be Megadif. Oh, so once you know, then you could give him Asra before. So Kesef Mishnah says, no, the Rambam holds that there's no din, it's a lav shein by Maisa. Since the lav shein by Maisa, so Legabe Malkus is Exeris HaKosov. But the Gabi Yisro, the Nogir Sakosov. So the Kesef Mishnah says, that's Shitas Rambam. But the Ravid apparently is saying, somebody should have said this before the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah is saying, based on the Rambam. If the Rambam's correct, we should find some Makor for this. That's the Ravid's Kash in this Rambam. Okay. Now, Emes is the Rambam had said this once before. In Pergid Ches Haloch and Dalit, Eidim Zoyme Eidim Tzrichen Asra. Tzarachim, exactly what the context is over here. The Edim, Shehuch, Shebesayif, Huzmur, Elo, Neirogen, Eloikin, and Mishalman. The Neshach, Choshev, Chilas, Azama, Elish, Adayin, Loi, Nigmira. If Edim were Mukhoshev. What is the difference between Mukhoshev and Muzamim? Right? But what's it, in both cases, the two kat, the two kite edim. And Edim and Zayimim?
They are sort of put on trial. The Edim are.
Right? How are they put on trial?
You were without many ways.
Right. No, the Gemara says exactly what Gal said, that Edim Zayimim are Edim Zayimim Shehezimu was Atzmam. Hechisha was Atzmam. The difference is that Bamed Vamamurim, Edim Shehuzmu. When it comes to Edim Shehuzmu, Mi Sheid B'Sheker, V'Noda B'Edim Sheid B'Sheker, that's Eid Zayimim. How do we know for sure that someone was made B'Sheker? It's l'chor impossible to be made B'Sheker, to know, right? Because at most you can have is two Edim against two Edim. Two Edim say Reuben killed Shimon, two Edim say Reuben didn't kill Shimon. No, so who's right? So those are Edim Mukhoshim. How can we know that somebody's an eight sheker? So Rambam says, "Bamed v'mushi huzmu." If they're machish zedzeh, so then we don't know to believe. Ma ben chosher lazom, ma chosher beidus atzma. Zoson meres hayodav zeh, zoson meres layodav zeh. They're arguing about the facts. However, hazama beedim atzmon elu ve'elu ha'edim sheizimam einam yoidim imniya davar oiloi. That's where the second cut say there's no way these two first Edim could know what they're saying. So they're machish the Edim. The Edim have to be lying. They must be lying. Because they said that Reuven killed Shimon on Tuesday and the entire Tuesday in Manu Yisa. So those are Edim Shek. Those are Edim Zem. So the Rambam says, Zushe minu Torah edus achreinim al edim yishayim gzeres akosafu. Rambam says that implicit in the first edus is that we were there. So the fact that the Torah says we're believing the second group against the first group, so there is a svara. Right? I'm sure you've discussed this when you've learned Makkos. There is a svara, a powerful svara of the Torah. Find a little before the Torah as well. That the reason why we believe the second group is because the second group puts the first group in trial, and now the first group are negeya b'dover. So when you follow through the process, the second group have believed, and no one stands against them. The only one that stands against them is the first group who are disqualified from being made. Svar of the Torah. Now the Rambam says gzeres akosafi. So that's many of the svarim discuss when the Rambam says gzeres akosafu, which is what Rava says, Chidushu. So does that mean that the Rambam is not accepting the Svara? Or does it mean that the Rambam holds is not as powerful a Svara as we would think? Because sof, implicit in every Eidos is that I'm a good Eid. Afilu ayeid mishenem meya, ubo shnayim veizimim omulem onu meidim shatem, hameya kulchim ono yisim. 100 guys come into court, and our mayor that Reuven killed Shimon, two guys walk into court, say the entire 100 were at a party together with us. The Gemara says, halacha, that we don't go boseroiv, and the entire 100 become Edim Zaymimim. Says the Rambam, Edim Zaymimim einan tzrichen asra. The entire 100 did not require asra. The Edim shehuchushu b'soif huzmu, Edim that were mukhush at first, and then were muzum, two people debated the facts, and then two Edim came in and were mazim. Hari elu nerogin oy loikin oy mishalmim b'nei shakhosha tchilas hazomi elishadayin le'nigma. They are really Edim Zaymimim. It's just that it was a very, very slow, laborious process. Right? Now, what's the Rambam saying? Because the Rambam holds Edim Zaymimim are your quintessential Eidei Sheker. Mi Sheid Meish B'Sheker. V'noda be'edim sheid b'shek. They're the biggest liars of them all. Why? Because it's one thing to lie about a place that you could have been at. One thing to lie about a maisa, which to say that Reuven brought from Shimon, he brought a 5,000, and it was we 1,000. But to not be in the place, to not have been possible to see it, to have been with other people, when you come to be mayed about something else, so that is almost the purest form of sheker. Never mitzvah saseh la sos lo, kimoshe rotze la sos beidus l'chaveroi. So now, the chambezin has a responsibility of a sizek asher zon la sos liyoch. Good. So Rambam then, in Perek Chof, comes back and once again, in the context of Chakira, Heyid Echad, V'nechru Eidusa, V'om Rasheni Afani Kamoyu, all he said was, I am being Meyid, like the first guy. V'huz Moshneyen, Harishneyen Nerogen Erloiken Mishalman. Shekol eid shamar achar edus chaveroi harei ze kemoish nechar beheyid ukemoish heyid chaveroi. When two edim come in and they say onu kemoyu, then they have the status as if they were nechar kemoish nechar beheyid kemoish heyid chaveroi. And the Rambam says, "Vein le'edim zaymin shkoga lefishin be'maisa lefichin tzvichin asram." And there's no shkoga. Why? Because there's no maisa, right? What the Rambam is saying is this should be a good candidate for shkoga. What's pshat in Rambam? Right? For an aid to say that. I didn't know what I was doing was osir, and he gives mamish a whole edus, hard to imagine. But for Adam to say, I'll sign on also. I'll also sign the petition. 100 guys signed already. Ani kamoyu. So then you can say, what was I doing? I think there's any problem over here. Two guys already were made. Basis makabal their edus. The guy's going to get killed anyways. So I thought I was doing machazek adover. I was doing a good thing. Right, and Nikomoyu. So says the Rambam, "Ein le'edim zayim shkaga." There's no din of shoygeg. Levishein b'masa. Don't understand what it means. That's pshat in Rambam. That's why he plays it over here. Lefichach ein sirichem asra. Now, what are the kashas we have in this Rambam? Number one, we don't understand the connection between ma'isa and shkaga. Right, ma'isa malchus we understand, not ma'isa shkaga. Right. You don't understand the Raiva's Kasha? The Raiva's Kasha is not so compelling. The Raiva's Kasha is, you should have the same din Lagabi Megadev. No, so the Beis Yosef says, you have the same din. So the Raiva's Kasha becomes, you don't have any Makor or place, nobody said it. All right, it's a Kasha. But it's not the. No, we'll sleep over. Next, what are the problems in this Rambam? Number one, you don't understand the flow of the sequence. Maisa, and therefore, no Shkoga. No shkoga, no asra, we understand. All right? Step two, but step one is hard to understand. Next, what else is hard to understand in the Rambam? What are the kashas of the Nesa Kalim? No, go ahead, Yisrael. Good. So the kash is, how does the Rambam understand? Lech oira, the Rambam's coming from our sugya. The Nesa Kalim point out, where does it say, Enim Zayman, Enim Asra? Suvis, there's one time. It says one time. I think in Marcus, I think, but it says in Suvis twice. Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph. It states it as a fact, right? Not as an opinion. Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph. That's the reason why we may have thought that Adam Zimmerman is more chomer, right? More chomer in Mamaisa. The Gemara didn't say Ali, but the Bible, but Rava, no, it's more chomer in by Asher on Lamed Gimel Aleph. So when Baye presents that is no Asro because of Vasin Lakash Zomim Lasis, right? And Baye says it's Shach to have Asro because he gave Achakide Dibur. Sechide Dibur. Rama says not Shach to have Asro. But Abayis is shaykh to have Asra. Elamai, there's no Asra. So apparently everybody holds there's no Asra. Rav holds there's no Asra because not shaykh. Abayis holds no Asra because Mr. Kashir Zomam. Right? The Gemara in Laman Beis Menalem says no Asra because it's Muskav no Asra. The only reason why is no Asra. Right? So according to Rav, the Rishonim discuss whether Rav and Abayis, will they need a Xeris HaKosev or not? In order to be Chayiv Malkus or not, Mishas Tashruman. Good. But Hasra? No, there's no Hasra. So the Rambam understood from our Sugya. So it's an Elanaristic Sugya, this Rambam. Elamai, Lechaira, why didn't the Rambam bring the Makor the Gemara brings? Right? No. An Aizen Akasha, not an Aizen Akasha. It's an Akasha which is. Madrid or not. You can't go on. Do? Kesavishlu Zerachim. Good, okay. He went on, right? No, so it's. No. So we don't know. So usually when we don't know the Makor Dibra, first of all, apparently Rob had a different reason. What's troubling is why the Rambam didn't say one of the two svaras. A little bit troubling. Didn't say Kasha Zomam. He didn't say because it's not Shaykh to have Asra. Right? When are you going to give Asra? L'chor, no, L'chor, Abayin, Rav, are you in L'chor?
The question is why can you do it to
Kedibur? Whether it's Shaykh to have Asra to Kedibur or not. Yes, the Rav holds he can't have Asra to Kedibur. L'chor, you have to understand what the Machlech Rav and Abayin is. Right? L'chor, Rav, it says all the Shittim Beta seems to develop as the Machlech Rav and Abayin, not as the Abayin's Nidche, the Rav's Nidche's. Now, Rav Eloy had a Makor. No. So, all right, again, it's troubling why the Rambam, but we never know. Maybe we'll find the Yerushalmi, we'll find the Sefer, Sefrei, we'll find the Makor for Rambam. All right, good. Next, what else is bothersome in Rambam? The Lechem Mishnah tries to shoehorn the Rambam in our Gemara, right? The commission tries to say that the Rambam says that's Prat Nabaya. Exactly, he himself says it's not so easy to fit it in. Have to change a few words. Was it Chaf? Very hot, you know. It's done already. It's because it's warm today. Can we do this? It's not gonna be easy. Yeish loyma the Radbaz, the Liravcha the Milsa Kosra Beinu. Shutam Kuloli. Shlay Nidna Sra Elavchin bin Shekel Amazin. The Shiny Megade Shadibur Shalev Kamaisa. The Radbaz says, the Ram gave another reason. Ram knew our sugya. He gave a better reason than the sugya. Because the sugya gives a reason which is only Shachmanim Zaymimim. And the Ramam gives a Kolistik a reason. So then the Radbaz says, but I'm Do'oka, the fact that it's a Kolistik reason now means it should apply to Meganif as well. That was the Rabbi's Kasha. He says, but it's different because Heyois, the Torah says that Meganef is a Maisa Legame Malkus, so maybe it'll be a Maisa Legame Shkog as well. All right? In other words, he'll make that exception. Good. There is a Rambam Pirusha Mishnayis in Hilchas Sanhedrin, in Masechta Sanhedrin, before Shia Mishnah. Thank you. Very good. When the Rambam discusses this Nakuda and quotes our Gemara, again, not a... Rambam can change his mind. Right, Salima. Rambam writes that whenever you have a situation where the requirement of Esra impacts the ability to give the onesh, so then there's no requirement of Esra. So that is But the Rambam actually gives Edom Zayman as the example over here. So it sounds like from the Rambam in Perish Mishnah, that he did accept Abaya. So again not an Eisen Akasha, because the Rambam does change his mind every so often from Pirush Mishnayos to Halacha. Good. So the Mahalach that is both ascribed to the Brisker, I saw that in one of the Sfarim, the Beis Medrash, ascribed to the Brisker Rav, and ascribed to Rav Moshe, the Rav's father. And slightly differently to Rav Chanan Vassman, a little bit different. Rav Elchanan said pshat that the onesh of Edom Zomerman is not because of the Maisa Aveira, but the onesh of Edom Zomerman is because they wanted to inflict a certain punishment on somebody else. Because the Rav Chanan suggests, I don't know if this is in the Kovetz Shurim. The Birkas Avraham quotes this from Rav Nachum. Rav Nachum Pertzovitz, who was one of the Magid Shurim in the Mir, one of the greatest Magid Shurim. So he quoted Rav Chanan and said that he heard from Rav Chanan. He heard from Rav Chanan that when it comes to Edom Zomerman, they're getting punished not because they violated the Yisur of Sheker, Lysander of Eichov, but because they... But because they planned because they wanted to kill somebody. The Iser of Avodah Zarah is not of Edom Zomerman. It's not because of the Masa. They did a Maisa. What was the Maisa they did? They were made Eidei Sheker. But they're being punished not because they're made Eidei Sheker. That is the same as in that case they would be the same as any other Lav Sheish Lav Shel Dibur. but they're getting punished because kasher zamam lasais. I would say a little bit sharper than the Rukhan. I would say that they're using the basin to kill somebody. They're not killing. They're not doing it. They want to use the basin. They want to get the basin to give malchus. They give the basin to kill. They want to give the basin to chayiv moment. It's like a groma. So it's classically is a lav shein by maaseh. The way I would understand Rav Elchanan, again, that was just the way it was described. The way I understand Rav Elchanan, ve'ein le'edim zayvin shkaga, livi she'ein by maaseh. He would say the following. The Adam Zaymimim are getting punished because Kashizomim Lasis. They plan to machayev somebody money. So there's no shkoga. You can't say that I thought this was mutter. I thought there was no iser. I thought there was anything wrong. What they're being nabbed for is not because we think they came into Beis Din, and we're saying that they actually saw somebody kill Shimon or something. They think it was Reuven, not because they thought it was Mutter. Kashizam and Lasais, we attribute to them the Torah has a chiddush. The chiddush is they planned to kill somebody. They two people walk in. And we say, they weren't there, they weren't. So whatever was going on in their minds, whatever justification, the end of the day, they wanted to give a chi of Malkus to Reuven. They wanted to give a chi of Misa to Reuven. They're getting punished for that. That was their Easter. So on that you can't say, Shkoga, Levishein Bamasa. Because they're not being held responsible for the dibur of Eder Sheker. They're being held responsible for that, for the zmama, for the plan. Lefichach ain't tzrichim asra. And therefore, there's no requirement for asra. The chiddush akro is that we understand, we can read these people. The Torah told us how to read these people. So once we read them as zaymimim, as planning to kill somebody, and planning to use the basin, the white collar crime, use the basin to kill somebody. Use the basin to give Malkus. So then, since they're not being held responsible for the Maisa, they're being held responsible for the strategy which the Torah applies to them. So once the Torah was Kaveya, this strategy, and this is who they are, no. So then there's no Shkoga, and there's no reason for Asra. No, we say
Yechiel. Can we just clarify that one point? I don't know why there's no mention of Shogi. I understand why we're saying it's Shogi, but why?
Good, you're way ahead.
No, but why?
I said, that's Menachem already.
But why does the fact, how is that connected to the fact that there's no Maisa? That's just the inherent nature of Eden's own. But why does that have to do with...
No, but with the inherent nature of Eden's own is what? The what?
Amazing.
Why?
Because there's no way, because they're clearly lying.
No.
I made that up.
So Elchanan said that the Chiddush HaKra, again, after full disclosure, this is three lines of a quote of Elchanan. So the way that I would understand Elchanan, right, is that the Torah, the Chiddush HaKra, the Chiddush is that the Eidim Zaymimim are, the Torah is Kaveya, that they are Zaymimim, they're planners, they're plotters. They wanted to kill, they raised him, right? They wanted to kill Reuven. They wanted to kill Reuven via the Beis Din. Torah says, these people, Kashazamim Lasis. What was their Aveira? Right? What I'm saying right now is incorrect. But their Aveira was that they were Zoymein, they planned to kill somebody. Why is it incorrect? Because the Rambam says their Aveira is that they were Oyver, Leisan Recha Eshoker, Eshov. That's from Erlinger's Kash and Rechonim. So you have to say a little bit differently. It's true that they are in the parsha of Leisan Recha Eshov. Right? One parsha is a person comes in knowingly that he is being meyed b'sheker. He's over the lav. Part of the parsha is when a person comes in and gets nailed with an iman or yisah. So then the Torah says that the Torah's kaveya that this person was zoymim. This person is a plotter, a strategist. We know what's going on in his mind. We, the Beis Din, could not make such a hashara. The Chiddush HaKro is that the Torah is making that hashara. Right? That's why the Rambam could accept the svar of the Torah, what Gal said before, but the Rambam is pointing out, but that's not the Geder Adin. The Geder Adin, it could be that the reason why we continue due process is because we have two Edom saying that Reuven and Shimon are liars, and Reuven and Shimon can't defend themselves. But the Torah was Kaveya, that there's they had a plan in mind, they're plotting in mind. Two people walk into the basin. And there were many that Reuven killed Shimon on Tuesday, and they were not there on Tuesday. So what was going on in their minds? I give a moshel in the Beis HaMedrash of how you can have shoygig. The moshel given in the Beis HaMedrash is two guys were told by six, seven guys that Reuven killed Shimon. Those six, seven guys are afraid to come to Beis Din because Reuven belongs to the Mafia. We saw Reuven kill Shimon, but we have a wife and kids at home. So we're not doing anything. That's the two guys figure, for whatever reason, they're going to go to Beis Din. They're saying an MS. Six guys told them why they're not being married. When they come to Beis Din, maybe they're doing a B'Shoyeg. This is awesome. This is a big mitzvah. Right? They come into Beis Din, but they become Muzam, because on Tuesday they're not near the scene of the crime. No, Edishek, Ibazama, they're watching CNN. All right, so that's Ike is amazing. I think of the facts right. But they still think they get some of the facts right. So they go to Beis Din, right? And then they become Muzam. So the Torah's Kaveya. We could nab you for being an eight sheker. But when you went to Beis Din, what did you want to accomplish? You thought that seven guys told you to kill Shimon. They were afraid to be meyed. So you thought you're gonna do justice. You're gonna do v'yatar mikavecha. You wanted to kill Reuven. You're being held responsible for this moment, for the plan, for the plot. That plot is amazing. No, it's not shaykh. That's b'shegeg. They could have thought they were big tzaddikim, but they knew that they were doing something which is not due process, which is like it did. So the Rambam says, according to Vochanan, Ein le'edim zayim shkogel v'shein b'masa. V'shein b'masa means that the Torah was kaveya, it's not the edus per se for which they're being held responsible. That's why the kasha, so that's why what Josh's ha'ara, which begins the whole raivin in the case of Mishnah, is not a kasha in the Rambam. B'chlal not a kasha. Because the Rambam said, l'fi shein b'masa, he did not mean that it's a lav shein b'maisa. He meant he's not being held responsible for the maisa. I'll show you the following. At Siyata Dishmaya, and it came across the following Rambam. Eidus Beite. The Brisker Rav is quoted as saying this a little bit differently, and the Rav is quoted as quoting his father, the Rav Moshe. The Rav learned the entirety of Rambam with his father. And Eidus Perek Aleph. And it's saying a little bit different. The Viskrov is quoted, it was the Sefer he showed me. What was the Sefer? A Teresh Shmuel. Right? And Rabbi Rosenzweig wrote an article many years ago where he discussed this, and he quotes this Rav Moshe from the Rav. It's the same word. They probably heard it from Rav Chaim, or maybe they were on the same table, so each one said it with Rav Chaim at the same time. So it's a little bit different. I thought that I seen him say Baruch Ber was incorrect. I misread it. It was this word. That Eidim Zoymimim. Eidim Zoymimim are not punished because of the Eid Sheker, but because of the shame Eid Zoymimim. They have to have an identity of being Eidim Zoymimim at first. And only then do they get the punishment. So it's not the Maisa Machayev, it's the Chalush Shem Eid that's Machayev. What's the Raya? It's the Rav bring the following Raya. The Rav's Raya came from Rav's Shita that Eidim Zoymimim are only possible Mikanu Haba. What does that mean? Eidim Zoymim and Eidim, the Eidim, Reuben and Shimon were made last Chodesh Tammuz that Reuben killed Shimon. In Chodesh Av, they came to base and were made on that Levi owed Yehuda $1,000. In Chodesh Elul, they were shown to be Eidim Muzomim, Eidim Zomimim, on what they were made in Tammuz. So now, does Bezin still accept their Eidos of Chodesh Av? Good? Tammuz Av Elul? Good? So the question is, L'mafreyu mekanu labo. We know that they were Eidim Zomimim already in Chodesh Tammuz. So Abaya says, so their Eidos in Av is bottle. And Rava says, no, it's Mikanul Abad. It's part of the Chiddush of Eidim Zoymimim. So the Rav said the fact that Rava could say such an idea, even though we don't pass like Rava, shows that Eidim Zoymimim only become Eidim Zoymimim when the Chal Hashem, when Bezin says they're Eidim Zoymimim, before they're not Eidim Zoymimim. Chiddush Akra. So you see they're not being held responsible for the mice they did in Tammuz. But they're, once they are established as Eidim Zoymimim, then they become, pick up the halachas of Eidim Zoymimim. So it's, I would right now prefer to follow Rav Chanan. Number one, because we don't pass like Rava. And number two, because it's a very hard concept to put back into the Rambam, Zvishen by Maisa. But it's, they're not that much different. One is that it's the Chiyav a gavra, and one is a chiv on a machshav. All right, but I find easier to explain. So now Lanias Daiti, I would explain the following way. I'd look at this Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Hey Hachakiris Vadrishis. Right, Rambam is explaining the responsibility of this is. Eid is Aleph Aleph. Ha'eid mitzuvah loed beveizdin. Halacha beis. Halachas of an eid coming to beizdin. Kain gono, dalad. Mitzvah say l'drosh and drish v'chakir. How do we cross-examine the eidim? Halacha hey. Hachakiris vadrishis, hein advarim shein ikir eidus. That's the stuff of eidus. How do eidim meyid? Because the Beis Din is asking questions. When was it? What do you see? So that's how the eidus gets out. Hein ikir edus uben yis chayiv yipoter. Based on their answers to the drisha chakira, that'll determine chayiv yipoter. Vehein kavonas hamase she'osa. And that is how they describe and define the masa which happened. Vekiman is man, and that's how Machavin here means how to get the two Adam to say the same thing. What's the English word? How to. Who's that? It's force people to cooperate. No. How you get them to come onto the same point. No. Synchronize, maybe, yeah. That's not bad. Synchronize, not bad. Okay. Okay. How do we get the Adam? How do we synchronize the two reports of the Adam? Trisha Chakira. They have to say the same details. Chivin Azman. Chivin Amokim. So look at the Ram says, Hein Kavonas Hamasa. Trisha Chakira is how we get them to, how we get them to describe the exact same Masa Sha'asa. So the Ram said, Adam Zayman, and there was no Masa. That's what it means, She'ein Van Masa. Eidos is kavanas hamasa. Eidos is two people describing an act and based on evaluating whether they're saying, describing the same act or not. And then when they describe the same act, al pi shnai made them yokum dover, becomes fact. Says the Rambam. But Ram does not mean to say it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. The Ram is pointing out what Rochanan is pointing out. We pointed out yesterday. There is no masa for this edus. The edus are not being machaven a masa. That's the pshat, the loshen she'ein bo maisa. So the mela, everything which the edim are saying is patently false. So they don't require, they don't have to evaluate Shkog or not Shkog. They come to Bezin. The Bezin is asking them, what did you see? When did you see it? Where were you when it happened? So they're doing the act of being Machavin Amasa. But there's no Masa. Memela, everything they're answering is Sheker. So Lefi, She'ein, Ein, Le'einim, Zayim, Shkog, that we don't have to evaluate Shoger and Mezid. Because there was no Maiseiser. And since we don't have to evaluate whether the Shegig Umezid, right, because what they're describing doesn't exist, so therefore it doesn't require any Asra. So that's what Rochon is pointing out. What they're getting, so why are they getting Malkus? Why were they getting punished? Because what was there? There was a plan. There was a plan to kill somebody. So the entire, that's what the Rambam's pointing out, that the entire punishment for Edom, if that's the case, then the Rambam is not so far from what Abaye said. Right, because Abaye said, why is there no hasra? Because they planned to kill somebody without hasra. At first glance, Abaye doesn't make any sense. They planned to kill somebody without him having killed anyone, without hasra. They planned to kill somebody who didn't kill. They planned to kill somebody who could not be prosecuted in Beis Din. They didn't plan to kill that hasra. But the point is that they're being held, Abaye is pointing out that they're being held responsible for Kasha Zomam. So that's how the Ram understood Abaye's statement. Not that they planned to kill that Asra. They planned to kill somebody. Memela, they're getting killed for that plan. You could even say a step further, that once they're getting, once the Maisa Iser, the Maisa Hamachayiv, I would say, not the Maisa Iser. The Maisa Iser is that they spoke in Bezin, they said Sheker in Bezin. But the Maisa Machai, that's what the Volchanan's pointing out. That when it comes to Edom Zomim, and normally it's the Maisa Is, which is the Maisa Machayev. Edom Zomim, the Torah is Machadesh. The Maisa Iser is Leisad Rechid Shav. But the Maisa Machadesh is Kesher Zomim Lases. So, since the Torah is Keveya, that in this case the Maisa Machayev Malkus is the plan, the strategy, the whole Mahalach of the Edom. So, Mimelem, he can finish it in several ways, so that in and of itself does not require Hasra. Either you can finish like Josh would say, "Lav Shein B'Maisa," right? And Machshav is never Machayev Malkus. Or you can say, "There's Bechlal no Shkogo over here. The Torah is Kaveya. The Chiddush Akra is the Torah is Kaveya, that the Torah understands what was going to their minds." That would also explain Mishpat Echad Lukula. Because the Gemara says at the end, what about Pnei Grusha Pnei Chalutza? So the Gemara says, there is Malkus, right? So why should that not require, that's not Kasha Zomam, so why should that require Hasram? The Torah says, Mishpat Echad is Mishpat Echad. So Rav Chanan would say, once the Torah was Keveya, that when it comes to Edom Zomim, the Maisa Mechayev is the Hazoma, so that's Mishpat Echad. It's hard to say that the Torah would say, if I'm an Eid Zomim, in 98% of the cases in Eid Zomim, the Maisa Mechayev is the Hazoma. In 2%, the Maisa Mechayev is the Eidus. That's happening in the Gemara. But once the Gemara says they have Mishpat Echad, Lacharon means that the Maisa Mechayev is going to be the same. That's the case. So that's how we would explain this Ram. Good.
The whole basis of us knowing his intent and the Torah prescribing of the giving of the Shein Eid Zomim is through Drishin Chakira. And how is it that someone who tags along after we said, "Oh, it's as if he got Drishin Chakira," but we only know that his intention was to do something to someone based on Drishin Chakira.
Right.
So if we let him skip a step, we can't let the Torah prescribe. I mean, the Torah wouldn't prescribe him as, "Oh, we knew his intention as Eid Zomim."
So I would think that's a raya to what we're saying. Why do I say that? L'chor is strange where the Rambam embedded this in this din. Right? L'chor it's a kasha. Give it a separate halacha. Why the Rambam embedded in L'chor we should, this is an exception to the rule. In this case, we should say that how can you hold this person responsible for the Azoma? He didn't do the... how can you say that in this case, this person did it b'shoigeg? So we're saying is the following. Lu yitzuyer... L'chor we should bring a raya to this Rabbi Chanan from this Rambam. Because lu yitzuyer, that what the Rambam was saying is that Drisha v'chakira supplies your Hasra, basically, right? Drisha v'chakira determines that this person did it amazing. So if that would be the case, so the Rambam should say, you know what, if a guy tags on, he never had a Drisha v'chakira, and all he said, "Arei nikomoyu," l'chara, that guy should require Hasra before he gets punished. Again, we could say Kavish and Nechru, and therefore Mechula, you could say Alpidin is the same, right? But Lahore, the Rambam is saying is the following. The Rambam is saying is that because the Torah says that once an Eid is Nechka reduced, once he's Nechka Mebezdin, so Memelem, we are Kaveya, that this person planned to give Malkus, he planned to be Mechayiv Momin, and the Maisa Mechayiv is that plan. So when the guy says, "Hare Ani," what's the Lashon? "Hare Ani Kumayu," he had the same plan in mind. For Karet, when he comes in the base and he says, "This is Gevaldik, I can be Mishtatev in getting rid of this person because all the dirty work was done for me. They all have their chakiras in Beis Din. So what's he doing? What's he being mechazek over here? He's davka being mechazek to kill this person. That's all he's accomplishing. So for Keret, this Rambam seems to indicate lefi shein by ma'isa, because he is as mechuyev as all those guys. So for Keret, that would explain why the Rambam puts it in the halacha. No, go ahead.
But we only said the only way that we could possibly ever fully say that give him the put the words in his mouth that I'm coming to do specifically this was through Jesus.
No. Stop. That's not what we said. We said that. Once that it would be very hard to say. We know this person planned to kill Reuven because of his responses to the Rishon HaKira. Right, that's what he said.
Okay, and this person who doesn't have any of these responses, how could we ever?
Because what he's doing is that I have the gold standard of Edus right next to me. And I know that if I latch onto the gold standard, I'm going to be mechazek this ma'aser v'tzich, ma'aser v'tzich of Beis Din. That's all he's doing. He's making use. He's riding on the other guy's Rishon HaKira.
So this first guy, why do we even need Rishon HaKira? If the whole thing is because we know that he's coming to say something wrong, we say we can make it say because since he knows.
No, I mean, I can answer you one of two ways. Either technically you've got to be an aide. If you're not an aide, you're not going to be a zayme. Right? You have to go through. I could answer that a person's only considered to be an Eid Zayim if he actually did what has to be done, or to if he doesn't pass all the tests of an Eid, then he didn't do the Maisa Iser, and he for sure didn't do the Maisa Machaya.
And the second guy, since someone else already did it, why is he even allowed to do it then? Why is he even allowed to say? Like, oh, I agree with him. And then...
I don't understand the question, but whatever the question is, it doesn't impact on this. It could be a separate issue. Aedus, I don't know. I'm not sure. Go ahead.
How does this fit into the Lashon of Abai?
One could squeeze it into Abai in the following way, right? That Abai is saying... I'm not saying you have to. Right? I'm not saying that the Rambam needs to do that. But one could say that what Abai is saying is Reuven planned, the Eidim Zoymimim planned to kill Shimon without Hasra. That's the Lashon of Abaye. Right? L'chore, that is a very hard translation. Because they planned to kill Reuven without doing a Maisa Ritznicha altogether. There was never a Maisa. Right? So to say they planned to kill Reuven without Reuven ever getting Hasra, It's just a strange sentence. But Rabbi shows that they planned to put Reuven to death without him deserving the death. Which means they plan to do as they are getting nailed because of their plan. So since they're getting nailed because of their plan, they don't require Hasra. That's how the Rambam could have understood what Rabbi was saying. It's all based on the Zoma. All right, so again, go ahead.
Couldn't the planning also be Bishogir if they didn't know there was Asr?
I don't know that's possible.
They have to know that there's an Isser.
An Isser to ask the Basin to kill somebody? I don't know. I don't know. That's Shaykh. That's what Sam was saying before. How do we know that there was no Shaykh because he was responding to the questions of Beis Din? They're asking him, "What did you see?" So can one answer b'Shaykh?
If we're saying that,
can we answer? Can once we're saying he's being held responsible for trying to get Reuven to pay $5,000 to Shimon by creating a case against him. Is that Shach B'Shoigeg? The whole point is that the Torah's Kaveh, he planned to do something wrong. So Hayotzim calls that again. So what we did today is we looked at this very difficult Rambam. A Rambam that all the Nesa Kalim either left Mitzorach Iyon or sort of gave Band-Aid to Rutsum to. Right? And what we said, and then we pointed out that the Talmidim of Rabbi Chaim addressed this Rambam in a similar fashion, not entirely the same, with the Briskerov and Rabbi Moshe saying that Eidim Zoymimim are being prosecuted for having a Chalashem Eid Zoymim, and not for the Maisa Isa per se. So again, I have difficulty in fully describing this and in being mevasis it. Therefore, the Nusach of Rav Elchanan, which may not be so much different, it's very different technically, but in terms of what is not being said, it's the same. They're both saying it's not the Iser, which is Machai of the Malkus over here. It's something different. So the Rav, the Rav Moshe and the Brisker Rav said it's the Chal Hashem Eid Zoymim. Rav Elchanan said it's the Machshava. So it's easier for me to understand and explain Rav Elchanan. Rav Elchanan saying, in order to understand this Rambam, it's Shalihoyu B'masa. So that's the one addition I'm making. Is Lehoyu B'masa, as everybody said before, it doesn't mean a lav shein B'masa. That's the answer to the Raivet. That's the answer to the Kesef Mishnah. He does not mean a lav shein B'masa. He means Lanius Daiti. The Lamaisa is referring to. Eidos is Kavanas Amaisa. That's the getter of Eidos. Synchronizing the stories of two people. Al Pi Shemei Yokum Dover. Here, these two people are not Mechavin Maisa, because there was no Maisa. So the Eidim are using the format, the tools of Eidos, but they're not doing what they're supposed to do. Why? Because they're fabricating. So they can't be held responsible for giving bad Eidos. They're held responsible for trying to use the tool of Eidos to kill somebody, to give Malka to somebody. So since they're being held responsible for the Hazom itself, so therefore there's no issue of Shegir Mezid, because they plan to do a terrible thing. And because of that, they don't require Asra. First of all, you couldn't have Asra. You could not have Asra, because I give Asra on a Machshava. Right. It could even go a step further, that here, the Rambam understood you could coalesce Rav and Abaya. We'll leave that for another time. Okay.